Kylie, the indoor season got over, getting ready for the outdoor season now. And I tell you, the indoor season, I know we talked way back at the start of the season. You were excited about it, and it turned out to be a really good indoor season, making it back to a national meet, indoor meet down in Gainesville. And I'd say it was a very successful indoor season, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely a successful one for sure. Definitely not what I was expecting coming into indoor. You know, we have the goal of, you know, making it to indoor every year, but I think this indoor season was just, it almost felt like unreal going through everything. You know, we won back-to-back conference, or women and men, I guess, one conference, like, together is kind of what I meant. And so, like, then we all went to nationals, and, like, you know, we just competed well there. It's so, like, this indoor season just did not feel real. Like, looking back at it, it's just crazy.
Well, I know talking to Coach Fye a couple of times, he was on Cloud 9. That's always a pretty incredible feat when both the men and the women can both sweep the conference titles. I saw all the pictures with the two trophies and the teams getting together. That was a pretty good couple of days, the conference meet, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It was super special. You know, as we all went up to Mitchell, South Dakota, it was a trek up there, but, you know, it was worth the miles up there. And, you know, we were all talking on the bus, we're like, we've got to be the loudest team there, like, no matter what, like, who's competing, like, we just have to be the loudest and proudest team there. And I think that's what, you know, really drove us to all do so well. Is, I mean, we were just supporting each other all throughout the day, every second. I mean, there was always somebody, you know, screaming for the Doan team, and I think that just kind of carried the momentum throughout the day. And, you know, that makes such a big difference when, you know, you have your team there cheering on you, and it's just loud. And I mean, we rocked that place, and so it's just special, you know, when you see both men and women win, especially when we were that close on the women's side to Concordia. And so it was just really special to see both men and women win the conference titles this year.
And then to cap it off, you qualify for the national meet, and you go down there and finish second as a team. Man, that was an incredible trip, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I loved going down to Gainesville. Another special memory that I'll never forget, too, is just, you know, you always have the goal of making it to nationals. And this year, I mean, we talked about it, we're like, yeah, we need to make indoor nationals, but, like, I told the girls, and I were talking, my 4x4 team and I were talking, and we're like, no, we want to place this year, like, this is the time to place, like, we have to start this tradition going. And so, I mean, even just throughout the couple of days on the women's side, I mean, we all just competed so well, and especially on the 4x4, like, it was special to just go down there and compete and place in the top 8 of the nation when we didn't even make it last year in indoor. We had no hopes of making it last year in indoor, and then this year we broke our outdoor record time indoor season. And so it was just crazy, like, looking back at all of it, you know, as you're going through the motions at the time, you just, I look back at it and it makes me sad, like, it all just flew by, so it's just special.
And the third fastest time in program history, that, and your fastest time with that four, that was pretty incredible too, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, it was, and we were looking at the records when we got back, and, you know, I mean, two of us are sophomores and two of us are juniors, and we are running the third fastest time in history, and the team that ran the fastest times were all older, and so that's why I'm like, no, like, we're gonna get this, and I'm confident in the girls and I that we're gonna get that, especially, I feel it by the end of this outdoor season, you know, I feel like we're gonna get there, and that's why, you know, we want to get that record, we want our names up on the record board, but, you know, just to go out and to compete with those girls is just, it's special to me, and us as a team. So yeah,
you guys were loaded not only in the rented events, but your field events, people really came through as well, didn't they?
Oh yeah, a lot of our throwers, we had a lot of throwers go down there. We had a girl from Lexington, Maddie Sutton, she's been a super big part of our team this year, and she went out and competed very well. I think we had a couple people go down in jumps, and then I don't remember, I think just throws and jumps were the two. Oh, and pole vault. Pole vault. We had a jumper that won, Kaylee Pribble. She's in my class, and she's a super, super amazing athlete. She's really good at what she does. So, yeah, it was a good week for just the girls and men too. But just looking back, you know, like we beat Concordia down there at the national meet, and you know that's always been a goal of ours, was to beat Concordia, you know, at these bigger meets to really show like who we are as a team. And it was special down there at nationals, and I miss it, but I'm glad, you know, it just makes me even more excited for outdoor.
But the rivalry between those two schools, with track and field, Concordia and Doan, is pretty real, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. We're both Concordia and Doan are very, very highly competitive, and we're both super great teams. And so, you know, I just feel like it comes down to who wants it more. And we wanted this one more this year, and I feel that outdoor is going to be, you know, we want the back-to-back titles for indoor and outdoor. And so I just hope we can carry that momentum and have the same day we did at conference, you know, just supporting each other throughout the day, and then take that into nationals, you know, because as you win conference, you know, we just kind of took that momentum into the national meet, and it just helped us, you know, build each other up, and we performed all very well because of it.
Well, spring break's out of the way. I take that was a lot of fun, and now it's time to get to training for outdoor, that first outdoor meet, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, we have our first outdoor meet next weekend in Kearney, so we already started training for that, and we trained over spring break too, just to kind of keep the movements of track going, and so yeah, we're gonna start right back up into it here soon, and I'm excited because we'll go almost, I think, every single weekend from here until the like second to last weekend of May. Yeah, I think it's second to last weekend of May is when we go till. So the break was nice, but I'm ready to get going again.
I take it along with that 4x4 relay. It's some sprints, 200, the 400 possibly?
Yeah, they're going to throw me in the 2 and the 4 again this outdoor season. Outdoor conference last year I placed in it, and then indoor conference I placed in the 400 this year. And then outdoor conference last year I got 9th in the 200, so I think they're going to really try to push me in the 200 and the 400 as well, to see, you know, see if we can get those points, because, you know, to me and our team, every point matters, no matter what place you get, you know, as long as you're scoring for your team, being there for your team. So wherever my coaches want me, I'll be there, and I'll give them my best.
And, of course, before you know it, the GPAC Conference Championships in May, and then, boy, the NEI, the National Championships. Now, where's the outdoor championships out this year?
Hastings.
Wow, that's really close.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was like, finally a meet where, you know, my family can come. Like, my family will come to conference anyway, but, you know, it's closer to home. And so that makes it just a lot nicer, to where we don't have to travel as far. You know, because when we went up to Mitchell, it was 7 hours.
Yeah.
So it was a trek up there. So I'm like, finally a meet where we're close to home.
And then, of course, the national meet, yeah, Marion, Indiana, I do believe, for the nationals, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. Marion's 14 hours away, but you know, I love the bus ride up there. It's worth it to be up there. So yeah, we're gonna have a couple good, we'll have a couple away meets and then a couple home meets this year, and then we also have Drake relays in Des Moines.
Mm-hmm.
We went there last year, so it'll be kind of a fun outdoor season, just like last year.
Can you believe, Kylie, you're almost halfway home as far as your college career? I mean, a year two almost in the books, and then two more, and then it's off the working world.
Yeah, I know. I was just thinking about that the last couple of days, especially today. I was just reminiscing back on, you know, all the fun memories of college track, and I'm like, I don't want it to go, because I was just talking to the girls, and I was like, it's crazy. Like, I'm about to be a junior, and there are a couple of my roommates are graduating this next year, and, you know, they always say high school goes by so fast, but I'm like, I feel like college is flown by, you know? It's just, it doesn't feel real that, you know, I'm about to be done with the sport that I, you know, grew to love so much, and so I feel like that's why I'm really starting to soak in everything right now, and it's part of the process, but also enjoying the process as well.